So if you were living in Jesus' time, if you're one of his followers, maybe one of his apostles, and he asks you to help him out, he asks you to be the director of marketing, you know, and he says, you know, I need you to help spread the message here and to kind of package the good marketing message, I need you to come up with a logo. You know, like every company, every school, every organization's got a logo. What are you going to design? What would be an attractive logo that gets people to follow the message of Jesus or follow Jesus? That's the one we have. That's the one we have. The cross or the Catholic ones have the crucifix, one with actual the body, right? But is that an attractive logo? Think about it. You know, you got the Nike swoosh, you got the Michael Jordan brand, you know, the one that's like, you know, it's like this, right? Think about it. It's like, yeah, why don't you come follow Jesus? And here's our logo. I mean, would you be attracted to join that? Whatever it is, whether it's a company or a school, organization or a religion or a person, right? Can you imagine somebody that gives you a business card with their logo? Come be a part of us. Does that sound appealing to you? No way, right? And if you think about it, the other religions, you know, the Jews, they what do they have? They got the Star of David. The Muslims, what do they have? They got the crescent moon, star and moon, and we get a dead body. Is it this way or this way? I don't know which way. It's usually this way, I think, you know? And I think the problem lies in us not understanding what that logo means, or precisely the conversation between Jesus and Peter. Last week, Jesus praises Peter. He said, you're my number one pick in the draft. You're going to be the Pope. You're the rock. I'm going to give you the keys. This is, you know, you're it. And then this week, this is literally like, you know, the paragraph after that. You know, Jesus said, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and die and be raised on the third day. And Peter says, no. That's not how my boss is going to go out. And Jesus responds to Peter by saying what? Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Why the sudden change? From blessed are you to get behind me, Satan. Why? Because Peter does not understand our logo. Peter does not understand what the cross or the crucifix or the way of the cross truly means. Because after that, Jesus tells Peter, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. This is the 3-point process. Okay? Number one, deny yourself. Number two, take up your cross. Number three, follow me. And I want to share with you an example of that, somebody who actually took that literally. So about a month ago, I was at the St. Lucie office here, you know, and I have like people come see me for appointments and stuff. And it was about 3:30, something like this. And these two young adult men just kind of walked into the office. And they just kind of, you know, sat down, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. You know, maybe they're here to see somebody, or maybe they need something, but I have my other things and appointments. So I see my appointments, three, four appointments, and it was about 5:30, 2 hours later, and they're still sitting down. I said, this is interesting, you know. So I talked to them. I said, oh, are you here to see somebody? You need any help? And they're like, oh, well, we're here to see you. I said, okay, you've been sitting down 2 hours, of course, yeah, what's going on? And they just kind of shared their story of their conversion with Jesus and how Jesus made a difference in their life. And the whole time I was thinking, okay, usually when people come see me, they need something, right? So I was whole thinking, what do you need? I mean, I looked out the window, there's no bicycles outside, so they're not Mormons, okay? Maybe they're Jehovah's Witness, you know? So I said, well, thank you very much for sharing your story and all this, da da da. What do you want? Why are you here? What do you want? We don't want anything. We just want to share the message of Jesus. Okay, thank you very much. But what do you want? And then they explain what they wanted, but they said that, well, we're actually missionaries. Okay, missionaries. They're actually Roman Catholic seminarians. This is their summer assignment. Their summer assignment, one's from Denver, one's from New York. Their summer assignment is to actually come to San Jose. They drew lots, you know, and they were assigned San Jose. And to literally just walk around the town and with no money, like not even a dollar, no cell phone, no itinerary, and for 2 weeks just spread the message of Jesus. I was like, wow, that's interesting. And they said it was their third day. I said, what have you been doing? And they said, well, we visited these places and we visited some churches. And they said, some priests were kind of mean to us and they kicked us out. I said, who? Who? You know, they told me who. I'm not going to tell you who, okay? But literally the last 2 days, they slept outside. Because no church, no priest, nobody took them in. And I said, oh, so that's what you want, right? So, of course, you know, sometimes I'm nice. So I took them in and took them out for dinner and they stayed in the rectory and all this. But just kind of hearing their story helped me realize, wow, it's such a powerful experience when they have nothing, right? And they deny themselves of everything. And they're completely dependent on the Lord. And they trust in God's providence that they're able to walk the way of the cross and to truly follow the Lord, right? That's not what I'm asking you to do, but what I'm asking you to do is to pay attention to the message of Jesus. That logo of Jesus, the crucifix, again, it's whoever wishes to come after me must, step one, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. We hear the follow me, we forget step one. You know what I mean? We say, oh, I want to follow Jesus. Jesus is so wonderful. He does all these miracles. He say, go be a good person. I like that. But in order to do all that, you can't just follow Jesus. You got to, step one, deny yourself. See, problem is, I think we as Christians, we're getting way, way, way too comfortable. We don't want to deny anything, but we want everything. You get it? We don't want to deny ourselves of anything, but we want everything. Therefore, when that happens, when you don't follow the steps, when you don't do step one, we don't understand what's going on. Then you start saying what the first reading from Jeremiah says. The first sentence, you dupe me, Lord. You trick me, Lord. You deceive me, Lord. Right? Where if you're a student, maybe in a new school, elementary or high school, and I know one student at the high school right now where one student got an A minus on a biology test. Life is over. Just freaking out. Oh, A minus. I can't get into Harvard now. I'm done. Right? Or when you ask a girlfriend, boyfriend out, and they say no for the first time. Oh, your life is over. You apply for a job and they reject you for the first time. Oh, your life is over. You say, well, but I'm praying. I want to follow. I'm following you, Lord. I'm going to Mass. I say the rosary. Don't you see? Right? I thought this was the right thing. I thought I'm supposed to get an A. I thought you made me smart. How come I get an F? I thought this was going to be a good job for me. How come I got fired? I thought he or she was the one. Didn't turn out to be true. What's going on? Well, what's Jesus' response to that? Same response that he said to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Why? Because we don't understand the logo. We might as well have our logo as a clouds or something like this. Because step one is deny yourself. Right? When we forget to deny ourselves and just go to step two and step three, we feel like we're being duped. Right? But we got to get back to the basics. We as Christians, right, the number one thing is to, you know, step one, deny ourselves, right? So think about this week, in what way or shape or form do I need to deny myself? Not like denying caffeine or not denying, you know, chocolate, but truly your inner spiritual life, relationship with the Lord. What is something that I need to deny first? Because that's the first thing we got to do if we want to follow the Lord, right? And I want to share with you, for me, you know, be a little personal here, a little vulnerable. For me, the thing that I need to deny is I have this desire for control. You know that? Like I like power. Okay? I like control. I like to be the one in charge, right? And that's something that I really need to deny and let go, right? And it is only when I'm able to deny myself of that desire that I can truly allow the Lord to enter into my life, where I can actually follow the way of the cross. Because then it's not about me, but it's about following the Lord. But if I just say, well, I just want to follow you, you know, I'm going to do this and do that, but I don't want to let go or deny myself of anything, then I'm just going to say, well, you duped me, Lord. It's not working out, right? So think about today, this week, right? Because we see crosses all over. The crucifix, you know, some of us have tattoos, some of us have a necklace, rosary, earring, piercing, neck, whatever, all kinds of things, right? Jewelry, okay? What does that mean? What does a cross mean for you? Jesus tells us what it means. You must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, right? Don't focus on the other step. Just do step one this week. Just do deny yourself. And if you just do that, then step two, three will take care of itself. But think about this week. In what area of my life do I need to truly deny myself?